Thank you for calling OMAX Health. My name is Aya. Whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with?
Hi, my name's Carmen. Hello.
Hi.
I sent an email either yesterday or 2 days ago, and they told me to check like with the post office, but because like my first order, I never got it. And it was a couple weeks ago. The post office, the lady, she was no help. She said that I needed to talk to the shippers.
Okay, so, did you file a claim with them?
No, she just said, you need to contact the people that ship, they're like the shipper or whatever. She called you guys something, I don't know, the shipper or the something like that.
Okay, can you verify your address?
Yeah, it's 991 Albright Avenue, Scranton, PA 18508. I placed another order yesterday.
Mm-hmm. Well, I do show that I have an account here for 5-7 that was placed for the Max Sleep, the Cryo Freeze Duo. And the two pack trial size, or the two count trial size.
Yeah, that was yesterday. I ordered it. I made an order.
Right, I'm pulling up your first order on the 21st.
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember when it was. Yeah, it was sometime in April.
I got you.
I even forgot about it.
Hmm.
I don't even know. You know what happened? I got an email from OMAX. That's what made me think of it. They sent me an email about something.
Mm-hmm.
So I ended up ordering like two more of them, and then I was gonna let my mom try that sleep stuff. Hey, if those sleep soft gels, if she doesn't like them, can I return them or no?
Let's see. They do have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Oh, okay, good, yeah. Because she has a tough time sleeping, so I told her, I said, because it's not melatonin. So I said,
correct.
Mom, I said, Mom, it's not melatonin, so why don't you try it? Is she going to try it? But, yeah, so I don't know about the other pet. I don't know.
I got you. Let me see.
Honestly, you know what the issue is for us? Like, we have a different postman every day. Like, I think it was the post. Wasn't it the postman that was supposed to deliver it?
Yeah, your post office shows that they delivered it in the mailbox.
Yeah.
I would recommend, as a one-time courtesy, I am going to issue a reshipment on a typical basis. If it confirms delivered, we can't, unless a claim has been filed. But as a one-time courtesy, I'm going to reship this. However, I do want to advise, I highly recommend filing a claim with your postal service.
Okay. Do you know how to do it? Or do I need to call them?
Yeah, you would need to call them because we don't work for the post office. We just ship through them, unfortunately. But what most people don't realize, the United States Postal Service is a federal business, which means that's a federal confirmation. So if they're saying they delivered it and you're saying you didn't get it, we take that very serious. Mail fraud is something that doesn't need to be played with. I can give you the tracking number so you can file the fraud, the statement of non-delivery with them. So that way they can look into it. Because when they deliver it, they got to scan it and it stamps it in their system with who delivered it supposedly.
Right.
So I would highly recommend doing that. Mm-hmm.
Is the tracking in my account? Because I don't have anywhere to write it down right now.
Yeah, it sends you an email. Worst case scenario, you can just call us back and we can give it to you.
Okay, but it's not in my account though.
No, the tracking is on your account.
Okay, all right. So I can go there and look too. Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm.
So I just need to call them and tell and explain to them. I need to file a claim, right?
Correct. Let them know that, is this something that frequently occurs for you where it shows delivered but never got it?
Well, I wouldn't say frequently. I mean, I get a lot of packages, but I know, like, I don't know, sometimes stuff happens. Like, I guess, I, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes. I wouldn't say, like, frequently.
I gotcha.
But.
Well,
the,
this way, so that way they can keep up with
I know.
It.
So a lot, not a lot of. I was gonna say a lot, not a lot of times, but like, you know, it happens. Like, I'll get my neighbor's packages, or my neighbor will get my packages or something, you know. So
mm-hmm.
who knows? Maybe they got it and they want. Who knows? You know.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I got you.
You know what
well,
I mean?
I did get it reshipped. So again,
yeah,
just
I said
keeping.
The issue is we always have a different. We always have a different post. Never
right. Well, when they scan it, to deliver it to you, it has to put their name on it. So
okay.
That's why I'm saying file a claim with them.
Okay.
Just so that way it covers
okay.
you. But I did get that reshipped for you. Allow standard shipping time, and you should be good to go.
Okay.
All right. Anything else?
Yeah, that's it.
All right.
Okay.
Well, thank you so much for calling OMAX Health.
All right, see ya.
Bye.